It's Thursday, the 26th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority has released its annual report, which outlines the implementation of key financial regulations and the resolution of 91% of 691 complaints, resulting in 14.7 million Namibia dollars returned to complainants. Namfisa CEO Kenneth Matomola said most complaints were from microlenders, insurers, and pension funds.
We received about 691 complaints, and 91% of those complaints were resolved, and through our intervention could put back into the pockets of the complainants about 14.7 million, which was repaid to 172 complainants. So you could see that our work is yielding results. Maybe some people might say, where does this complaint emanate from? From a number of institutions like the microlending, long-term insurance, short-term insurance, and pension funds. Those constituted about 94.1% of the complaints that we received.
Matomola also revealed that the consumer credit bill is ready to be tabled in Parliament next year. The Namibia Nature Foundation has launched the Oppenheimer Generations Research Fellowship in People and Wildlife. The fellowship, established in collaboration with Oppenheimer Generations Research and Conservation, has been awarded to Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch, the Director of Research at NNF.
The Oppenheimer Generations Fund has provided a fellowship in people and wildlife to support our research and partnerships within Namibia, understanding wildlife, particularly in a sense of ecosystems that stretch across borders and boundaries. So ourselves and students will build on work we've been doing for the last 10 years in looking at wildlife corridors, what's happening with human-wildlife conflict in Namibia, and what are some of the drivers and the consequences thereof, and hopefully building up to something that we can influence policy in terms of how we deal with a larger human population and a larger wildlife population interacting.
Disaster management teams in KwaZulu-Natal have been activated in response to forecasts of possible snowfall next week. The department's Senzelwe Mzila has more.
The department has been in contact with the South African Weather Service, which has confirmed early forecasts indicate the province will experience snowfall. While this forecast is preliminary, plans are in place to deal with any eventuality. Residents are urged to monitor weather forecasts through reliable sources. Further updates will be provided by the department.
Staying on the continent, the United States has promised to support Nigeria's call for a reformation of the United Nations Security Council. Tese Makende reports.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, made the pledge in a meeting with Nigeria's Foreign Affairs Minister Yusuf Tuggar on the sidelines of the ongoing 79th session of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. She says it is necessary to make the Security Council more inclusive and effective. The UN Security Council has five permanent members, none of which is an African nation. They include the United States, China, France, the United Kingdom, and Russia.
And New York Mayor Eric Adams is expected to face federal criminal charges or an indictment following an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. The inquiry focused on his connections to Turkish officials and campaign donations. If indicted, Adams will be the first sitting mayor in the city's history to face such charges. The mayor says he plans to fight.
These charges will be entirely false. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.